So, Danny Alexander, one of the main accusations against this campaign is that it's been very negative. Do you accept that?
Well, I think that when you look at what separation would actually mean for Scotland, it is absolutely right that we point out the consequences, and those consequences are severe. So I don't think we should make any apology for that. I don't think it's negative. I think it is pointing out the facts to people, which actually we've seen over the last few weeks. Businesses particularly spelling out the economic consequences of independence, but we also have to set out the positive case in terms of more powers for Scotland, that we can get the change we need within the United Kingdom, and what we as Scottish Liberal Democrats are doing today, just pointing out some of the great British achievements over the years, the pound sterling, the NHS, the BBC, things that we cherish that were built up together. And the message, why should we walk away from all that, is also a powerful one.
Do you think you've done enough of that, though? Enough of that positive case making for the union?
I think that we have done, we've made that positive case consistently and strongly, alongside pointing out the huge risks and uncertainties of independence. And we've had to do both, and I think that we've done both. And in the final 48 hours, I think people need to hear both arguments, because in a sense the choice is a really simple one now. It's between separation, which is hugely risky and damaging to the Scottish economy, to jobs, to prices, to the resources available for things like our National Health Service, dramatised by the news of the secret cuts that Alex Hammond is planning for the day after the referendum, and between the huge benefits that we get in the United Kingdom and the fact that we can have the change Scotland wants, but within the safety and security of the UK. That's the message, and we just have to hammer it home.
And if Scotland does vote yes, do you think that David Cameron, Ed Miliband, Nick Clegg need to consider their position, given the promises they've made, the interventions they've made, the responsibility they have for this whole referendum?
Well, I don't think that Scotland is going to vote yes. I think Scotland is going to say no thanks. I think that the quiet majority in Scotland will be heard loud and clear on Thursday. But look, this is a democratic process. I don't think this is about anybody resigning. It's about people having the chance to have their say in a democratic referendum, and you know, we need to make sure that it is conducted properly in these final few days so that everybody has the chance to cast their vote on Thursday. And I'm very confident that we will see a strong no thanks vote on Thursday.